Tiffany the Last.
This is Paloma.
And we're in the Tari Lounge at the Casbah with Gareth and Peter from People and Planes. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you doing there?
Hello, how are you?
I think. What do you think, guys? It's a bit close, isn't it? A bit close for comfort.
Yeah, it's always more suitable to have a flight path away from a residential area.
That's what
I'd say. Yeah. Like town planning. Sort of like, that would be my, if I was town planner of San Diego, I'd probably move the airport.
Let's talk of that.
Really?
It's a big issue. All right, so how's the tour been going so far?
It's going all right, actually. Yeah, we just started the tour with Filter. But we've only done a couple of dates. We're only doing like 5 dates with them in total. But we've just come off tour with Stereophonics, you know, a big band in the UK, especially in Wales. You know, they're huge. And yeah, it was probably the best tour we've ever done. Well, from my point of view, yeah, definitely. Just amazing, amazing shows. Every show is like sold out. And yeah, just had a great time. Really nice bunch of guys, and you know, had a really cool time.
What was your favorite city so far?
I really like Seattle, actually, because, you know, you hear so much about Seattle with the music scene being so crazy, but to actually go into the city center, you know, it's just really nice, just beautiful, beautiful place, I think.
I'd go along with that. Generally, the northwest of the country is very beautiful. Yeah, very nice indeed. Look at the leafy.
You've been going around in your van?
We have indeed. Yeah, in our van, yeah. We had a bit of trouble. We've always had this trouble getting over the border into Canada. It's really weird. And when we were coming back from Vancouver to Seattle this time, it was like a 3-hour queue in the morning, which we managed to skip illegally. And we should have got fined $5,000 a head. Can you believe that? For skipping a line three hours long. But because we were Welsh, they kind of like let us off. Kind of strange. Yeah, they thought, they really did think we didn't know what was going on. So there you go.
So say something in Welsh.
Prynhawn da. Good afternoon.
Pembloeth hapus I chi.
What's that mean?
Happy birthday to you.
So will you tell me about your obsession with flying?
With what, sorry?
With flying.
Don't you have an obsession with flying, or is that just a lie? Is that just...
Well, it's not actually. My dad does actually have a light aircraft license. So growing up, I've known Pete since we were like 8. So, you know, we have like... You know, we've kind of been familiar with airplanes all our lives because of my dad, really, you know. He flies light aircraft, you know. He doesn't fly so much now, but when we were younger, he used to fly a lot. He's kind of a keen flying enthusiast.
I don't know, it's much of an obsession, really. I just like the concept of it and the scariness of mankind going beyond the realms of what he should do and put himself in a sort of... man-made scenario that's very dangerous and ridiculous.
So do you have to take medication when you fly over the Atlantic?
Nah. Just a bit of Valium, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I really like it now because, well, it's like 50% of the time I like it, you know, because I like going home, so I love flying home. It's great, yeah.
If each of you were a food, what would you be?
A Swede. Yeah, because I love Sweden. I love Sweden, and the it's just the gene. It's a good gene pool, and they're nice, beautiful people, and that. And so I kind of link that in with Swede. I like just Swede, really, mashed Swede, Swede sandwiches.
I'd probably be a bowl of grits. Actually, I like the consistency. That's my thing.
I noticed Vampire, Gareth, you wrote that, and Peter, you wrote I Wish You'd Fall Apart. Both of those have lyrics referencing Lucifer and the devil. And did you guys decide that or on your own, or that you both would do that?
That's weird. You're the first person who's ever mentioned that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are we venturing into Satanism with our music? I think we might be.
That's what she really
inadvertently.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, like in Wales, you know, sort of stooped in our heritage, like druids, you know, kind of what would you call them? They're like kind of devil. Well, kind of, you know, like devil worshipping kind of pagan kind of vibe, you know. So I guess. Yeah, we're into that, I suppose, as far as that goes. Like, druids, anyway.
Who is the spy in your campaign? Is it the wife or is it your advisor? I wanna suck the blood from their veins. You are the one that I despise. You are.
Tale about a man who fell into a cave in Monymusket in Scotland and met the devil, and it's quite hard to prove really whether it's right or wrong. So
you give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Some say that the devil does dwell in a cave in Monymusket.
So it's a coincidence that you each wrote that song, or did you guys talk together and say you write one and I'll write
one? We did have exactly the same dream one night where we were visited by the devil, so that might have something to do with it. Yeah, we didn't find out until after we delivered the songs to each other, so that's a bit weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wasn't on the same night, but still, that was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the devil say to you?
He just said you're doing a good job. I really like what you're doing, and keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Just chasing me most of the time through the dream, so I was running away, so I couldn't really have much of a dialogue because, you know, he was hot on my tail, excuse the pun.
With the pitchfork, what did he look like, or was it a she?
Very suave gentleman, really. Brill creamed hair and pinstriped suit, very big, very very strong looking.
Yeah. Same for you?
Well, he was kind of in, you know, daubed in white, in white light, with a long white beard. So we might be talking about the separate people. I don't know. Kind of confused then.
Do you have any pre-show rituals, satanic or otherwise?
No, it's just star jumps. Do about 100 star jumps.
Squats, squat thrusts.
What's a star jump?
So you jump up in the air and put your arms and legs up.
Yeah, there's a lot of those kind of things, aren't there? Like,
well, Americanisms.
Americanisms, yeah. Like a muffler, instead of an exhaust pipe.
Is that real?
A muffler, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think a muffler and an exhaust pipe are two different things.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
well, the muffler muffles the sound.
I stand corrected.
The exhaust pipe is just where the exhaust comes out, right? Am I wrong?
I don't know. I did take out of
the can. You don't get mufflers at home anyway. That's something you'd wear. A suave gentleman would wear. Like a tie. Like a neckerchief.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's just like
a neckerchief.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
Jumpers.
Jumpers.
Yeah. Jumpers always throws me.
Right.
Jumpers. Oh, like pullovers.
Yeah.
A jumper is like it's like overalls for us.
I know, it's like a suicide kind of vibe.
That too.
So I have another question, Peter, for you on tonight. The sun will rise at the beginning. It says, it looks like there's no cake left for me, but I think you'd like that secretly. What's that all about?
I guess, well, really, I mean, the song was, I woke up one morning and opened the newspapers, and there was the picture on the front cover of the nuclear testing in North Korea, like a big mushroom cloud and shit like that. And then the, you know, the pictures of the Third Reich-like sort of, marching stuff going on there. And yeah, that was just a pretty frightening image and concept. Even though, you know, I'm not holding the North Koreans up to be any more vile or have any worse intentions than the West. So, it was just a scary vision, you know, regardless of who it was, just the fact that that shit's going on in the world, you know what I mean?
Pre-show hair and makeup tips?
Nothing that bizarre though, to be honest. Hair and makeup tips.
I started waxing our chests.
Oh, is that? That's the best one, yeah. Aerodynamic.
We had complaints, you know, about body hair, because over here, it seems like over here, isn't it? You know, you're saying in the blog that everyone's so, like, it's a bit more metrosexual, you know, whatever, so we just started doing our chests.
How much chest hair do you have?
I don't have much now, but I...
How much did you have before you waxed?
Was it,
like, coming up out of your shirt?
Well,
you know, it wasn't that bad, but I mean, it was there.
I could make a bow in mine. I could tie a little bow, so it was quite a nice little ribbon-type motif.
Do you have unibrows? Do you wax your brows?
No.
Monobrows.
Unibrow.
I like mine.
I see. Do you have a unibrow?
Do you think it is?
Probably. No.
Party. Good looking for that.
So, what's a good party for you guys back at home?
Sort of sacrificing livestock. That's where we go with it usually. That's where it ends up anyway. God.
Dancing.
Yeah, I don't know, we go watching bands usually, you know what I mean? Which is like going to the office on your day off, but
what are some good bands coming out?
Some good bands. Get Out Claws, Chuckers of Husk, Dan Down on the Reels,
Biffy Biro,
Ocean Size,
Winter Sleep, Pilot Speed.
What town do you live in? What's the city?
I actually live in Brooklyn at the moment, but we're all split up. We were trying to sort of make a go at it, live in New York, because that's where our label and our management are based.
Yeah, and I remembered I had a wife and kid at home, so it just kind of didn't work out, so I had to go back. But
so we're on the road all the time at the moment, so it doesn't really make much difference, to be honest. But I've sort of started to ingratiate myself into the Brooklyn massive, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
My last question on my list. What other jobs have you had?
Potato peeler.
Really?
Yeah. Very efficient at that. I could just do it with my eyes closed now. One-handed. Extremely dexterous use of the peeler.
I've never really worked, to be honest.
Some musician?
I always thought it was beneath me, so I just, it was unbecoming. I just wanted to do this, so I did this instead. Yeah. I was lucky enough to, you know, you can live off the government in Wales, you know, so.
You why just not?
Sign the dole.
Yeah, you know, you get welfare. You it's called the dole. Potatoes. Yeah, we could do that. I wouldn't lower myself. Really.
Anything else you'd like to say
to your fans?
Anything we didn't ask that you wanted us to ask?
Just like to say, keep brushing your teeth, because you don't want those falling out.
And we're piratepods.com, and we like to end our interviews with a pirate impression of some sort. Or a joke. Can you do that for us?